I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I don't talk like a teenage girl.
You really
do. Teenage girls talk like me.
106.5, The End.
It's time for War of the Roses on The Wake Up Call. Ellie is on with us this morning. Good morning, Ellie.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
So Zach and Ellie have only been together for about 5 months. Ellie says that the relationship was a little rough in the beginning. Things got better until they had a big fight last week. Ellie, you were telling us off the air that Zach started acting weird and distant, so you confronted him about it and he blew up at you. He stormed out of your apartment, blocked you on all social, on phone and everything. What happened after that?
Well, after that, I tried getting in touch with him, and he totally ignored me for like 3 days. But then after that, we made up. So that was good. But he wouldn't tell me what he was up to those 3 days. So I kept asking him, like, well, where were you? Because I know you weren't at your apartment because I stopped by there. Like, I was just trying to get in touch with him and fix things. And he says that we're okay, but he will not tell me where he was or what he was doing in those 3 days when he blocked me.
Do you have a reason to suspect anything? I mean, like, any evidence?
I think it's kind of shady that he won't tell me where he was or what he was doing. I mean, I feel like that's kind of suspect enough.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Zach on the phone. Katie's going to offer him roses. We'll see if he sends them to you, Ellie, or someone else, okay? You'll be able to hear the conversation. Stay on the line, all right?
Okay.
All right, it's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Zach, please?
Yeah, this is him. Who's this?
Hi, Zach, this is Lydia with I am giving you a call today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long-stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does it sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Yeah, why not? I mean, if they're free, it sounds great.
Okay, cool. It's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Yeah, could you make them out to Vanessa?
Okay. And before I get Vanessa's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Have it say, surprise, only 2 weeks to go.
Surprise. Oh, okay. And then love Zach or just Zach?
I put love Zach.
Love Zach. Okay.
Zach, I'm sorry to interrupt. This is a Gavin, Katie, and Rain with a wake-up call on 106.5 The End. There's no roses today. I'm sorry. You're on a segment that we call War of the Roses. Your girlfriend Ellie reached out to us and wanted us to offer you roses to see who you'd send them to. You did not send them to your girlfriend Ellie. Who is Vanessa?
I feel like I'm being tricked here.
Well, your girlfriend Ellie asked us to call you, and you wanted to send roses to someone who's not your girlfriend.
And she got suspicious because you ghosted her for 3 days, but won't tell her where you were.
Well, we were broken up for those 3 days, so I don't see why it's any of her business.
Can we get Ellie back on the phone? Because I don't know that Ellie thought that you were broken up.
Ellie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What the... Who the f*** is Vanessa? And also, just because we got into a fight doesn't mean we're broken up. What the hell is that?
Can we also throw in the question of what's going to happen in a few weeks?
Right. Great question.
Yeah.
2 weeks?
Well, that's none of your business. That's between me and Vanessa. That has nothing to do with you. Elliot, nothing.
Zach, you're saying that you thought you guys were broken up.
For 3 days.
We
but
were.
Do you think okay, let's say you were.
Just because you get into a fight with someone doesn't mean you're broken up. So am I your girlfriend right now?
That's a good question. Is Ellie currently your girlfriend?
I guess.
Well, oh when did God. That happen?
Did you want to get back together with Ellie?
Not really, no, honestly.
So then why are you saying that she is your girlfriend right now? And if she is, then what happens in 2 weeks?
I don't need to tell anyone. I don't need to tell the public any of that. All right, it's my own personal business, and I don't really, you know, appreciate being called and confronted like this.
Okay, fine.
You're such trash.
You didn't want to get back together with Ellie, so why did you?
Because I felt sorry for her.
So you thought you would just lie and pretend and then cheat on me or break up with me in 3 weeks? What the f***? That's so horrible.
Let's say the 2 weeks comes. Then what's going to happen? What was your plan here, Zach?
Right.
Well, I was going to see what happens when it gets there, you know?
Zach, you need to have the confidence to end a relationship if you don't want to be in it anymore. I understand that, like, making somebody sad makes a person feel bad, but then getting back together just so that somebody won't be sad or you won't feel bad for them, that's not doing them a favor, which is what I think you were trying to do.
No, you have your opinions, I have mine.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't the best idea, but at the time it seemed like the thing to do.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Ellie, you want to hold on the line, and I want to talk to you. I think that this might actually be better for you than you realize.
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.